God sticker is used by the Muslim to make it another man is not the man's color, but the man's deeds, the man's conscious behavior, the man's intention. And when you use that as a standard of measurement or judgment, you never go wrong.
Waste my time while the people are dying. In the sand, I'm drawing a line. You're steady lying to yourself if you're thinking everything is fine. Screwing off my life and capping it off like a bottle of cheap wine. Feeling drunk as through fate I drive. You see, I've been raped for mine. Fuck by design. Wait no more, cause I am that sign. Trust me, it's time. Stay socialist for the masses. Raise your voice and your fist. Kill the fascists in our midst. Rip the rich bitch from his niche. Economically, I've been dissed. Each day, if I don't bust my ass, I'm at risk of losing my place in this fucking rat race. American poverty is but a taste. If I could see the greedy man, I'd punch him in his goddamn face. Fuck capitalism, a system made on credit and debt. No safety net. Profit while the third world is wrecked. Due to self-interest, the poor aren't protected.
I've been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars. But we won't.
Succubus, you can suck on this. You rich bitch, you can drink my piss. Time to give my bloody fist a kiss. It's what you get for making us eat this shit. Capture the pig in the tear gas fog. Let's do this hog like they did in Reservoir Dogs. Raise my rifle, the motherfuckers who stifle. Don't trifle, you hear me, Nog? Pockets dented, casa's always rented. Give me room, cabron, I'm venting. Like Scarface, I'm dusted. And I'm waiting for these chicken shit cops to rush me. You crooked fucking executive finally got busted. Enron and WorldCom. Guess who lost their 401k plan? No, not dad and mom. Yeah, that's right, Tom. Your family's busted, broken, fucked. It's time to move to the ghetto.
So that's when I started killing people. Oh, hi, welcome to Hacker Voice Radio on the 28th of April 2006. You're joining us in the studio at 9 p.m. London time with Dark Nature and Planet Lave.
Hello, world.
I guess that was a syntax error from Planet.
That's my new James Brown greeting. Get on the good foot.
Has Papa got a brand new bag?
Ow!
I'm just enjoying my brand new bag.
It's fantastic.
It's just what you need for a man's world.
I always thought Popo's got a brand new bag was about a colostomy operation, to be honest.
He's been having accidents.
Oh. Papa's got sick of wearing nappies, and now he's got a brand new bag.
They should have had the bow selector Craig David cover that. As Papa's got a brand new piss bag. That was a missed opportunity. The fools.
Noobs.
Oh, that's thanks. I don't think I'll be continuing with my James Brown greetings. It tends to scare people.
Yeah. Well, apparently you sound schmexy.
Schmexy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Just a little bit of guitar riff for you there.
Cool.
All right. It's Friday, which means that, as usual, we have a very laid-back attitude to the episode on each Friday.
Even more so than usual.
Yes, even more so than we'd usually have. So today, last night or today, we got an attempted hack by the IBP exploit, which I managed to patch and secure. I'm quite happy with that.
a bit of real-time intrusion detection and stopping there.
Yes, it was indeed.
Yeah, yes. I think you should give yourself a bit of a pat on the back for that one.
Okay.
Catching him in the act. There you go.
Ow, that hurt.
Oh, yeah, mind the ribs, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, that was quite fun. I was doing a bit of exchange hacking today as well. Because there's no actual way to list the amount of mailboxes in exchange, apart from obviously viewing them, and you can't basically export that list to, like, let's say an Excel file. So I was searching all over the place to find, like, you know, any kind of Microsoft documentation and ways to get a whole list of how many mailboxes compared to aliases you have in Exchange, and there wasn't a way to do it, so I had to write my own VB script to basically interrogate the global catalog list to basically query that. It was basically just like a SQL query based upon the, obviously, from the global address list, you know, create, pipe that to a Excel file, you know, create column, name, surname, email address, and then number, etc. So, yeah, I was quite happy with that, which is quite happy that I managed to do it, and quite angry that there wasn't something built in to the actual application to do that for me.
Well, you would think there would be, though, wouldn't you? But
there isn't.
Quite a cool little hack that you pulled off there, then.
Yes.
Yes. But I logged onto the board this morning, you know, from the office, and to find out that noob had tried to pull off the exploit. It was quite. Well, you did say last night, though, you fully expected somebody to give it a go, didn't you?
Yeah, we were talking about it last night, actually.
Yeah. But I feel I have to say that, really, Hacker Voice and the Hacker Voice community, it's nobody put a gun to your head and said, you've got to do this. You know, nobody ever said, like, Bilal, you've got to set up a community, and you've got to do this for the, you know, do this for the UK hackers. You did it because, you know, you're kind of like an all-round good bloke. You know what I mean?
Oh, and
I'm pretty sure you don't get paid for it. You know, so it's what Hacker Voice is about is, you know, providing a forum of free speech for like-minded people where we can share ideas and you know. Learn more and broaden our experiences.
Sexually.
Yeah. up to a point.
I'm joking.
And you know, it kind of fucks me off when, I mean, maybe it wasn't breastfed as a kid or something. I don't know. Maybe you just didn't get the attention that you needed as a kid.
I wasn't breastfed as a kid.
Well, I don't think I was.
It makes sense. I'm doing a radio show.
But, you know, fancy fucking up an opportunity like that. It comes in and joins a community where it could actually learn something rather than just copy and pasting shit off a web page. And the first thing it does is shoots himself in the foot by trying to, like, exploit the fucking board. I'm pretty sure it's not going to be... Yeah, and I'm pretty sure he's not going to be able to get another account.
Well, no, because...
Yeah, you know.
He doesn't exist anymore.
Well, you know, you kind of burn your bridges that way, and, well, it kind of makes me a bit fucking sad, I have to say. You know, it's not like, you know, servers grow on trees or anything, is it? You know, and it's not like communities just spontaneously appear out of thin air.
Sure. Well, you know, I mean...
It takes a certain amount of... Sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's... If you want to contribute and learn and help build a community,
yeah,
it does take a certain amount of commitment and work, and, you know, a certain certain degree of moral fortitude, but really to just tear something apart and wreck it doesn't take a lot of work at all, does it? And what does it say about a man that rather than make something of his own, he would tear down that which was created by those better than him? It doesn't show any aspiration for any kind of greatness. It just, and to do it well, trying to be anonymous, a drive by fucking newbie.
I see where your rant's coming from, but to be quite honest, I wasn't really that bothered, even though I was quite angry. It was a personal attack against, you know, everybody that contributes to the board. But I saw it coming, and, you know, the morning that I saw that exploit come out, I thought, well, it's only just a matter of time before we get attacked. Next thing I know, Binroam forums have been closed. And then you've got, you know, you've got us next, and then all over the internet, boards are getting attacked. So you all have, sadly, script kiddies out there that do these things, and I think it shows quite a lot that something that we're trying to do is teach people that possibly could be tempted to do something like that not to, and to learn, you know, to learn against it. And obviously, I knew how to exploit that exploit, but I didn't go out there and do it myself. I actually learned about how the exploit works then to be able to patch it myself and you know, and secure your own shit. So instead of going around exploiting everything, they could have, you know, spread the word about the patch. But that doesn't matter now, you know, it's all done and gone. But you know, you've got to see it that I don't think it was technically meant to be a personal attack at us. It was just like, oh, here's an ICP port, here's an IPB port board, and fuck them. I'm just gonna attack them, and they are obviously a hacking community, so it'll make me look leak if I hack all them, and that's it. That was probably what was going through his mind.
Well, I'm pretty sure that is the case, because I did a bit of searching around, and it seems that he's been making a nuisance of himself on some other boards as well, because quite a few boards have posted his,
Who is
details, yeah. Yeah. I found his Who Is details on, like, three or four other boards.
Yeah.
By lunchtime.
Yeah.
You know, so he's... It's just like a tosser with a new toy.
Yeah.
You know? And the funny thing is that some of the boards that he tried it on weren't even IPB.
I did see that, yeah.
Yeah, so it clearly got no... He's not even made the effort to understand what he's doing.
Mm.
You know, and I know that, I mean, it's a given that it wasn't a personal attack against Hacker Voice. And what I say... I hold for, true for, you know, Stank and Binrev, and for all the others really. That it's these boards are all provided free of charge, and it takes a degree of commitment on the part of the, you know, administrators of the boards and the members of the community that contributes to the boards. And it just seems a bit of a sickener, really, when somebody would rather than better himself,
yeah,
decides to, you know, just piss all over it.
How, what do you see about this, Planet? What's your viewpoint?
Pretty much just exactly the same thing. It's just someone chancing their arm, you know, trying their luck.
Yeah.
And like Dark Nature said, why target a place which is trying to spread information, spread free speech, and, you know, all the things that we're trying to do?
Yeah.
Fuck them. Yeah. It's just funny that he failed, and I found your reply funny, so...
I actually, at the time when I came across the post this morning, I did start writing a reply and decided not to post it in the end.
What was it going to be? I hate you, Bilal. You are a noob.
No, it was slightly more visceral than the rant that I just went off on there.
All right.
You know, there was threats that, you know, as God is my witness, I will hunt you down to the four corners of the earth, walk you hand in hand through the gates of hell,
and tickle your ass.
That's right. I'll give you the kick in the adventure done when you was a child. Yeah, at the end of the day, it's an admirable trait that you have that you can shrug it off.
Yeah. I guess I've seen these things too many times to be to be really like, oh my god, I'm just like, fuck him.
I suppose, but I get equally angry when I see people writing on bus shelters and kicking phone boxes in. So
yeah,
it's. A thing with me. I don't admire lack of discipline, really.
Yeah.
So right.
Still, it's loss, end of the day.
Yes, and our gain.
But, yeah.
Of his ducks. Right. As it's the 28th of April, and as it's a Friday, this means that we have lovely news injection from LucasAid. Never fails. I've had a chance to have a quick overview of this, but before I go into the news... I just want to let people know that there's this really cool thing that I saw today while I was browsing the Intermega web. Today is the birthday or anniversary of 20 years of Chernobyl, the nuclear explosion that basically wrecked the Eastern Europe completely, and there was a documentary made by a woman that went all the way into Chernobyl on a motorcycle. It's called the documentary is called Ghost Town, and she basically rides all the way through Chernobyl, photographing and taking videos of the scene and basically the way that the entire city is like deserted. There's like let's say London just empty, and like everything's like falling apart, and you know, there's trees are growing on top of like buildings on the roofs, and like nature's like completely taken over, like nobody's cut the grass for like 15 years. And it's just really, really awesome to see, because I've got a very big interest in urban exploration, and this kind of struck me as very interesting. And I would love to one day be able to go over there to Chernobyl. You know, okay, I don't want to get leukemia and die, but it would be really cool to just be able to fucking, you know, roam around and just do a bit of exploration, because you don't know the cool things that you'll be able to find, and there's nobody there to stop you from doing anything you want, apart from obviously the, you know, the high amounts of radiation that is present. Hello, caller.
Hello, it's Ohio.
How's it going?
Yeah, I'm good.
Johnny!
Shut up. Yeah, I'm having a bit of a network problem, so I can't get on IRC at the moment.
Oh, right, okay.
I thought I might as well just call in.
Cool. We're just talking about a documentary done for by a woman that's a motorcyclist. The URL for this, if you want to check it out, and go ahead and download the movie as well. It's free. I think she has a donate button as well. I donated a little bit of money to her as well because I thought it was fucking awesome, and I'm sure it'll pay for her leukemia treatment. www.angelfire.com/extreme4, as in the number, KIDDOFSPEED is the extreme4/kiddofspeed. That's KODDOF or Kid of Speed /, and you'll get the website there if you want to take a look through it. And there's some really awesome pictures and archives of the city.
Cool. Yeah. I won't be able to visit at the moment because I've just installed a new graphics card and its lack of driver is slowing my computer down totally, so I'm barely able to download the drivers for it.
Right. That sounds fucked up.
Yeah, a little bit fucked up.
What graphics card is it?
It's a GeForce FX 5900.
Right.
Yeah, it's all right. It's an upgrade from my Radeon, so...
Surely they're meant to be fantastically fast and not do exactly what's happening to you right now.
Yeah. It should be helping, but it's just not.
So it's basically like slowing down your computer more than it would be if you didn't have a graphics card at all.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You got burned.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, so once I've downloaded that, I'll get into IRC and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, I've got, like, four friends around at the moment, and we're just setting up our computers to game and shit.
Okay.
Yeah, so sounds carry like on, fun. I'll add some points where I can.
Okay.
Right,
so, anyone else seen that website, or is this,
I'm just pulling it up right now.
It's quite interesting. Anyone know the history of Chernobyl?
I remember the day it happened.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was watching the news in bed. Well, I was watching the TV in bed, and it was interrupted by a special bulletin to show that the Chernobyl nuclear reactor had gone tits up.
Yeah.
And, it was kind of a bit of a... Well, it was a moment of, oh, shit, if a nuclear reactor's blown up.
Yeah.
What's for the rest of us? It's one of those moments that makes you, you know, makes you take a bit of a pause, really, doesn't it?
Sure.
And people are still dying from that now.
Oh, yeah, I think.
People are still being bombed with incredible deformities and nothing grows in the area. And... The devastation is still being felt worldwide. The level of background radiation is still measurable rays in the background radiation worldwide, which is quite a thing. That was 20 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. It's a it's a major fuck up that what happened there.
I didn't realize it was 20 years today, to be honest.
Yeah, 20 years today.
Bad shit.
So, the reason why I mentioned this was because there's a story about nuclear waste today. Apparently, Britain's stockpile of nuclear waste should be buried deep on the ground. But, apparently, it will be stored on the surface for decades... until proper facilities are ready. Long-awaited report from the government concluded yesterday. So apparently they're just going to leave the nuclear waste above ground and not bury it or do something, you know, protective with it. It's weird.
It's handy, isn't it?
You can never have enough nuclear radiation, man. You know, I mean, come on. How did these, like, superheroes come about without nuclear radiation.
Well, that's right. Yeah. Everyone knows that you only need to get bitten by a radioactive spider, yeah, or hit by a radioactive meteorite.
Exactly.
And superpowers are about.
And you get to do all this kind of cool shit, man. I wish I was there when Chernobyl went off, man. Just getting like, I've got the uber elite dying powers.
The amazing short life man. I'm 15 years old.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had a lot of mutated babies around that area, born with like mermaids, like mermaid kind of like their feet were joined, their legs were joined together. All sorts of weird stuff, especially the animals. Some really freaky shit with animals that happened to them. There's actually some pictures on there. Like, I don't know if anyone's played like Resident Evil or anything like that. Like, proper kind of like mad Resident Evil shit was happening to like dogs and goats and shit, man. It's fucked up. It just shows you what, like, you know, radiation can do to the human or animal kind.
Yeah, I'm actually having trouble loading the page. I can't resolve the domain, angelfire.com.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's a bit of a shame.
I think everybody's hitting it because they're listening to the show and just going on it now.
Yeah. I ran the link off the it's in the IRC. Yeah. And
we've got to have our own /dot thing now.
That's probably it. We've DOS'd it.
Yeah, we've DOS'd it.
Bugger. There is another site, kidofspeed.com, which looks like it's the same woman.
Yeah.
Just
and another story that caught my attention, and obviously after that I'll let anybody else who wants to speak about stories go ahead. A 3-year-old has been accused of antisocial behaviour for playing football with friends outside his home. Michael Mann, 24, of Willow Park, with what's that? Wenshaw, Manchester, was told playing ball games close to someone else's home breached the tenancy. Oh, right, okay. Why does it say 3-year-old boy and then talks about this 24-year-old guy?
The 24-year-old person, Michelle.
Michelle.
Michael.
Sorry.
Is the 3-year-old's mother.
Ah, okay.
Within Shaw. Yeah.
Michael is really a... Michelle is really a man. So he says that. That's why I read it. Anyway, I'll shut up.
No, it's a good story. It's a 3-year-old playing football on a bit of grass near some people's homes, but it's one of those, you know, kind of miniature fields, a little bit of grass.
Yeah.
A little kid having a kick about with a couple of mates has been hit with one of these antisocial behaviour orders, and the shocking thing is it goes on. I've read this earlier, I can't find a bloody thing now. I'm looking straight at the story as well. Anyway, so I won't be able to quote directly from it, but his mother was threatened with eviction from the area.
Damn.
Yeah, it's absolutely nuts. Actually, I'll read it out and then that will get me up to speed. Okay, Michelle Mann, 24, of Willow Park. And yeah, you're right, that is a mad name for an area in Manchester. Wythenshaw, I don't know.
Yeah.
Wythenshaw.
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 Yeah.
Cool. We've got the correct pronunciation. Wythenshaw in Manchester. Hello, Manchester. Was told that playing ball games close to somebody else's home breached the tenancy. Willow Park Housing Trust landlords said in a letter that she could be evicted if her son, Ben, continued to do this. The trust said it takes all complaints seriously and is deciding if any action is appropriate. For crying out loud, it's a 3-year-old kicking a football about. The letter to Miss Mann reads, Willow Park has received a complaint about antisocial behaviour perpetrated by your son Ben and his friends, who have been playing football and causing a disturbance. Let's just skip to the end here, where his mother replies, they're trying to say that my son is a yob just because he played football. I'm upset and angry because I know he's not like that at all. If I had a 16-year-old son, I could understand. But Ben is only 3, and he's a very polite little boy.
It's fucking ridiculous, man.
Where to start? I mean, if he's out playing football with his friends, that's hardly antisocial.
He's a 3-year-old kid, you know.
That's right.
What else do you expect?
Every day when you're watching the news... Mm. The complaining about the, you know, the rising levels of obesity amongst the Britain's children, and when they go out to play, they get criminalised.
They get an Asbo, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I fucking hate Asbos. The whole thing of Asbos is just whim laws. It's like, well, it's not illegal yet, but we don't like it, therefore we'll make up a law on the spot. You know, I mean, what are you going to do with your kids? Just strap them to the couch and let the TV raise them? Because at least that way they're not going to get into trouble.
Yeah.
You know.
It's absolute madness. This made me think of kind of my years growing up. We used to play football in the street all the time. We used to play anywhere, and we never went on anyone's property. We were never kind of a menace to anyone. But if you ever went any near, God, I'm tripping over my own tongue there.
Sure, I'll be right back.
Okay. If you ever went near anybody's house who didn't like it, they'd come out the front door and they'd shout, "Bugger off, you little bastards!" And that'd be it. They wouldn't ring the police and try and get you an Asbo at 3 years old. You know, they'd come out and say, "Go on, F off." And then you wouldn't go near their house again. You thought, "Oh, that's a weird bloke who shouts at us. Let's play football over there instead."
Well, I know. I mean, same when I was a kid. We used to play hide and seek in the street, and we'd be hiding in each other's garages and on the garage roofs and whatever. Oh, yeah, we used to have like loads of fun. And kids playing in the street outside my house. They play football in the street outside my house, and occasionally the football will, you know, hit the front window or hit my car, and I'll go out and say, go on, bugger off, play outside your own house or something.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't call him bloody the Bill.
It's
Brandon terrorists. Well, I suppose they're not Brandon terrorists, but it's not far off, is it?
You know, there's a 3-year-old outside my house who's acting very suspicious. I need a bomb squad and the SWAT team right away.
Yeah. It's not like they're playing with, you know, knives or something, is it?
No, he's having a kickabout with his mates, you know.
Christ.
What could be more normal in England than that? A little kid playing football with his friends. If that's illegal, we're all fucked.
Well, let's face it, everything's illegal.
Yeah.
Well, with Asbos, everything's got the potential of being illegal because it might annoy somebody or upset somebody, and God forbid you might upset somebody because, you know, hitting people's feelings nowadays is the fucking highest crime in the land, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know?
I wonder if I can raise an Asbo against the government. They're hurting my feelings with all this ID card bollocks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Guys, I'm gonna be right back because I need to sort my PC out and stuff, and it's a bit hard with a phone in my hand, if you know what I mean.
Okay, mate. Good luck with it.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, my computer doesn't like having 5 network cards in it, and that's why I'm lagging.
Only 5 network cards?
5 network cards. Yeah. I can't get all of the connections we've got in here. Yeah, I'll have to take a few out and then spread them around the computers instead of using mine as a hub, if you know what I mean.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, so I'll see you later, yeah?
Best of luck, mate. Take care.
Yeah, bye. Bye.
Hmm. I wish people wouldn't do that.
5 network cards in 1 PC. That's dedication.
That is quite ambitious.
Yeah. Why not just buy a little, you know, 4 or 8 port switch from PC World for about £20?
No, just a
suggestion.
Pretty cool. It is, it's basically a homebrew router.
Yeah.
Pretty cool stuff. Yeah. That background noise that was coming from my end, it didn't come over the stream too loud, did it?
I heard a little bit of something that sounded like an old modem or Commodore 64 or something.
Yeah, it was my answering machine and my mum. She despite my continued pleading with her not to phone me between 9 and 10, because I might be on the show, she forgets, you know. Are you playing on the internet? They don't understand.
She's just checking up on you in case you're involved with any bad men like us.
Yeah. No, she'll be inquiring about the double glazing salesman that had around tonight. Another one.
Another one.
Yeah. Slightly better than the previous one, anyway.
Right.
I didn't feel the urge to bury him in the patio or anything, so. Yeah. So.
I always have that urge.
The great antler.
I think I'm part dog.
And part psycho! Psycho dog.
Ghost dog. Yeah, so speaking of the ID cards, there's a double ID card goodness in the news today, by the look of it.
You can't have enough ID cards.
Oh, they're the greatest thing on earth, aren't they? Because
I've already pre-ordered mine.
I bet you have. Oh, lots of lovely ID cards here. Yeah. The Home Office has indicated that it is likely to adopt a contactless ID card. A contactless form of smart card for the national ID card. This follows the publication of the Smart Card Durability Survey on the 27th of April that collected views from smart card producers and organisers that use them on the technology options. Yeah. A Home Office spokesperson told the Government Computing News that it would need a contactless feature through which the reader could pick up the details of the card from a few meters away to meet the international travel requirements. So RFID, active RFID on your ID card. Great stuff, because RFID is, you know, very, very, very secure, and there's no possibility of cracking that, is there?
You know, I was thinking about this the other day, actually. I was thinking about this morning. You're sitting next to somebody on the bus, and you could have your ID card. Well, you'd have to have your ID card with you, and they, unknown to you, could have a reader in their pocket that just, like, cracks the encryption method on it and downloads your entire identity onto a PDA placed in their pocket, and you wouldn't even know. And people could just, like, go around the entire London just picking up their stuff.
Well, indeed. I suspect that actually cracking the encryption on the ID card, although that probably wouldn't be that difficult, might not even be necessary. You see, I'm theorising that it's an active RFID.
Yeah.
If it's going to be over a few metres. So there's a reader device that pulls the ID card and tells it to give up its docs. The reader device, well, the reader requested device, will have to use a standardised requesting method, Right. They're accessible by all cards.
Yes, because they have ISO standards for
RFID
cards. They have different ones, but yes, they do have standards for them.
That's right. So, wouldn't it be easy to sniff the polling request from the reader, duplicate that, then you've got your snaffed RFID reader, the snaffed cards.
No.
Even if you then receive an encrypted reply, if you're just cloning the card at this point, then an authorized reader wouldn't be able to tell the difference between the encrypted reply that you're supplying and the encrypted reply that would be supplied by an authentic card, in theory. Although I've not thought it through fully, so I don't know.
I don't think that would work, because what you're having happening there is a handshake. So you wouldn't be able to just clone that first interrogation, because each one would be different.
Okay.
Judging by the algorithm it uses to basically interrogate the ID card. So you'd have to know the algorithm to be able to generate a correct key to interrogate the card, and it's done on an asymmetric encryption protocol.
Okay, right. I mean, I was kind of thinking out loud a little bit.
Yeah.
And I do suspect that it's been being designed by people who've maybe thought it through more than me, let's say. But like all things, nothing can be 100% secure. And making it remotely accessible by radio, we've seen the radio-based technologies are inherently not secure. Well, no technology is foolproof, is it? Let's face it.
Sure.
The only way to make something completely secure is to make it completely inaccessible.
Yeah.
But I think in the case of my identity, I've had to make it as secure as possible. Mm-hmm. And removing the need for contact, I think, adds another layer of insecurity to it.
Well, let's just forget the security of it for a second. Let's think about what's actually going to happen here if you've got a contactless... basically identity authentication system, whereby you don't have to necessarily be aware that your identity is being read. So if you walked past a pillar that was designed to capture the ID cards that could be possibly placed in a shop or possibly in a bus, and as you just said there, it works on quite a nice distance. It would be possible to mass read a entire crowd, or mass read an entire day's worth of shoppers that go in and out, and what they buy. You can have ID card readers at the till, and you could have them basically in buses, in the underground, in hospitals, anywhere. So technically, it's 1984 on steroids.
Oh yeah, yeah. And you just know that there's going to be a lot of cross-selling of this sort of thing, you know, because... Well, they're going to have to be able to sell it to the public some way, you know, to get public acceptance. So, you know, rather than having lots and lots of credit cards and debit cards and such, well, you'd be able to tie your whole thing onto this one ID card, won't you?
Yeah.
So what you're saying will inevitably happen. The notion of your entire purchase history, your entire travel history will be available there and then. Yeah.
Oh, it will happen. I mean, I've been rarely wrong in my predictions. I'm pretty certain that this kind of shit will happen if people just sit back and do nothing. It won't happen if people start a revolution and take the government over by all means necessary. And I think right now that's really what needs to be happening, is we need to be staging a complete takeover of the United Kingdom from the fucking Queen, you know, downwards. I think it all fucking needs to go.
Easy, fella. Don't insult Her Majesty.
Well, oh, I'm sorry, you know, Master Witch of the Masonic 33rd degree.
She's got nothing to do with this, bollocks. And there is a way to overthrow the government without going all crazy. It's called a general election.
Ah, yes, but...
But the next time there is one, go in, go informed, go and vote, and go for the people you think will help your style of the life.
But would they actually do that?
Well, who?
Would
the voters?
Would they actually help your style of life? Or would they turncoat?
You're pretty much going to get bummed
anyway.
It's just depending on how big the cock is. That's all you can vote on. Do you want to get bummed by a 12-incher or a 6-incher?
I like your trail of thought there, but does that not clarify my request for a revolution?
Your request saying no bumming.
Yes, I'm.
Whatsoever.
I'm saying be the bummer, not the bummed.
I'm inclined to go with you, Belial, in that, the last time people were required to routinely carry ID cards in this country was during the Second World War, because we were at war, you know, and the thing of proving your identity was kind of essential, because there was a real national security issue going on, i.e., you know, like a war.
Like the Germans.
Yeah. There wasn't this like bullshit national security of terrorists in the bed and all that malarkey where, you know, anyone can be a terrorist because we'll define the rules of what makes a terrorist on the fly. And what happened was people got really resentful after the war finished, and they didn't repeal the requirement for the average citizen to be carrying an ID card until one day. One bloke refused to present his ID card when required by a constable. He said, no, I don't have it. I refuse to carry one. And he was taken to court over it. And the judge agreed with him.
Right.
He said, we're not a law. We're a free country. We've fought a war in order to, you know, retain our freedoms and basically not to become this sort of a nation that requires its citizens to be identifying themselves, to authorities, routinely. And off the back of that one case, the National Identity Card was thrown out. People across the land were tearing them up and throwing them in the fire. Because we're free, and now we're being made less free. It's not very good. Revolution, don't know. I think it's necessary. The problem is that.
See, the problem is that I was born with a clenched right fist.
I'm with you. The thing
shut
is,
up.
Is the nation the nation's got used to TV and
I came out of the womb wanking.
Looked after. You know.
I love the way you turn my socialist socialist comments into a completely dirty and seedy.
That's what I'm here for.
I just got it. Sorry.
You're absolutely right there, Dark Nature, with what you're saying. How before the last time we had an ID card, World War II, holy shit, that's some serious business. Now, we're not fighting a potential mass invasion of German soldiers. Mm. We're fighting fear. And that's all that's going on at the moment. So the government has the potential to drag this out and manipulate it, send it in any direction they want. And I know on this show we do say it's 1984, but if you've read the book, you'll know why. It's because of the invisible enemy, where you know you're basically fighting ghosts, and it's like you've got to be aired and you've got to be kept under control. And now this person's the enemy. Everybody focus on them. And oh no, we're finished with them. This person's the enemy over there, to the left of you. Be scared.
Quite just literally fighting ghosts as well. I mean, it's not even a war against terrorists. It's a war on terror.
Yeah.
Mm.
And terror isn't an enemy. Terror
is an adjective.
We're fighting fear.
We're fighting terror. What does that mean? How can you fight something that doesn't truly exist in a physical? It's like saying I'm fighting. I don't know. Lust.
Mm.
You can't fight something that is an emotion. You know, you can either feel terrorized, or you can be terrorize. You can't fight the terror. You can fight somebody who is terrorizing, or you can prevent being terrorized, but you can't necessarily prevent that. It's just like, well, exactly like fighting a ghost.
And what is the great irony of it is that this war on terror, whatever that means, is being fought by scaring the shit out of everybody all the time.
Yeah.
By saying, there's terrorists everywhere, and he's a terrorist, and you're a terrorist.
Yep.
How's that fighting terror by scaring people? That's
you're right, madness. Exactly. You're just playing into their hands.
Yeah.
If their goal is terror, which is defined by the term terrorist, then your only defence against that is not to be scared, not to cave in, and not to jack up the way you live your life.
Mm.
But I mean, instead of that, we're just running around going, we've got to be scared of everyone. Let's all identify ourselves. Let's all live in a fucking hole in the ground, and then maybe no one will bother us.
That's right.
The weirdos are coming.
I don't know if you guys remember the 1970s when terrorist events happened quite frequently. You know, there was quite frequently planes being hijacked, and it was, you know, take me to Lebanon or I kill everyone.
Yeah.
And it was almost a monthly event at one point. And what happened was the special forces would take care of the hijackers, and then the next week life would go on.
Yeah.
You know. And in Britain during the Second World War, bombs were going off quite a lot in the street because they were falling from the fucking sky.
Yeah.
But we were British, and so we walked it off. You know, we said, we'll not be beaten by you, Mr. Hitler, and walked it off, business as usual, because we're not afraid of him. And now, when we've got an enemy that doesn't really exist, and you can't point at it, we're all fucking terrified. Because we've been told to be.
I think what's happening is that the general public, and I've just got to remind people of the time, we really have to close off here, is that the general public is really being turned into a resource. And and being harvested in a way. That's my general opinion, and they do so with various kind of unconscious techniques through advertising, fear, and the media and stuff like that.
I think you're exactly right. Keep everyone stupid, keep everyone scared, and tell them that we've got the solutions, and they'll keep fucking voting for us.
Exactly.
Well, that's right.
So on that note, I'm sorry, but the time has run out.
Oh. Yes.
I'm sure we'll be on again, on about these things in a future episode, probably the next one.
Probably Tuesday, yeah.
Yes.
There won't be a show on Monday.
Off.
Yeah, we've got Monday off, seeing as it's a bank holiday. I thought we might as well have that day off.
It's the law.
So, like gravity is. So, we'll see everybody on Tuesday. Have a fantastic weekend plus one.
Uh-huh.
We should have our bot toys today, shouldn't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Not sex toys. Bye-bye.
Take care. I've got sex
under the house of a thousand souls. It's a horror flick, and you can't stumble. Smashed by the past, as others drown in this muck. We gon' steady thrash. These tales of old rebellion propel me. The whispers of heroes to butt loose, they tell me. One foot after another, we'll make some progress. You smell me? Just give in, you tell me. Like Conan on the wheel of woe. You see, some of us, you could never steal our soul. Understand, I'm Sumerian, and I won't break like these others before. Old amigo, don't be food for wolf. I give you my solidarity for food. I need archers and thieves, I need cats who believe. I need young leaders who achieve. Death to those who deceive, no mercy for those who keep the people in need. We're done bleeding, I'm talking about organizing. I'm gonna take it small, chop it up and make it big. We must stop dancing this jig. No playing fool for these rulers, these fucking pigs. Politics is life, and you gotta start believing in Cat Daddy so we can fight them right. So far, capitalism equals hunger, poverty, and strife. For the poor, just a merciless knife.
March on the Senate, march on the White House, march on the Congress, and tie it up. Bring it to a halt.
No satisfaction in this corrupt system of capitalism. To escape, we toke and we snort the dope. Dirty politicians and crooked votes. IMF and the WTO are cutthroats. Got the poor choked. I'll destroy the boat. If not all of us, then no one floats. We're bred for what we need. This processed poison make my inside bleed. No choice to fight, cause I'm American and I just won't leave. We fight these crises enticed by greed. I'd be mad if not for my spice, my weed. Like Julia Butterfly Hill, I'm in tight with the trees. You can do the right thing at least. The times have spoken, don't watch as the struggle gets steep. Don't get stuck with no paddle in a boat fucked with no politics stuck up the creek. Tone deaf while the innocent weep. Without any resistance, our future's looking bleak. Hopelessness breeds persistence. Not just getting drunk and talking is cheap. Play the fool or plant seeds with me. Fuck being cool, cause revolution gon' set us free. Drafting warriors to stand against the tide. Off the fence, it's time to pick a side. As the story goes, we're scattered when we fight the giant and we all die. United, and we gon' take that motherfucker and his pride.
March on the Senate, march on the White House, march on the Congress, and tie it up. Bring it to a halt. March on the Senate, march on the White House, march on the Congress, and tie it up. Bring it to a halt. Don't let the government proceed. They even said they were going to go out to the airport and lay down on the runway and don't let no airplanes land. I'm telling you what they said. That was revolution.